And that's usually the case. Is that too loud? How about now? Is that better? Okay. 1, 2, 3, is that all right? Okay. Thank you, Larry, for those kind words, and yes, indeed, we are friends, and we are all friends here this day. The title of my sermon is called God Will Take Care of You. And I know that a lot of times we lean toward the things that is going to happen on this earth, on this nation, and the destruction that is there. And I firmly believe that we need to know and understand those, even though we may not like them. I know on our Thursday night study, we're studying about scriptures that pertain to the things that will happen leading up to the destruction. No, I won't say the destruction of this earth, because the destruction of this earth is over 1,000 years away. Why do I say that? Is because there's going to be 1,000-year reign with Jesus Christ on this earth, and then it will be destroyed, and the heavens will be destroyed. So it's a long ways off, but let me rephrase what I started to say. We're studying about the things that will take place and happen prior to the coming of Jesus Christ. And again, I think that that's important that we know what those scriptures are. We know what they say. I preached a sermon here several months ago, and I read a scripture, and I think it was in Revelation, and it talked about fire coming down from heaven. And I read just that phrase, that fire would come down from heaven. And I ask you if you knew who sent that fire. And of course, I think most of us, when we read those things and look at those things, we think, well, it's God's destruction upon this earth. But I went ahead and finished that verse, and it turned out that Satan had sent fire, or I should say will send fire, down from heaven. So I don't want us to be deceived to think if that happens tomorrow that, well, it's God doing it. Because Satan has a lot more power than we think that he does and that we give him credit for. And so it's imperative, important. What phrase can I use to convince you the importance of knowing what is going to take place prior to Christ's coming? And as we study those things, I think that we will realize we are seeing them happen today. They're taking place in this day, the day of our life here on this earth. It's not a future thing that will take place. It is taking place. And so I think that, as I've heard many of our ministry and many of our people say, we are in the last days. And so we need to be prepared. But I want us to, as I gave my last sermon about God taking care of us, I want us to realize that those that are righteous, those that are faithful, those that have in their heart a dedication to serve God and keep His commandments, that God will protect them. And I brought scriptures out to take those things under consideration. And I want to do the same thing again today with different scriptures, knowing that, and not taking for granted. Say, oh, well, I'm a Christian, I'm righteous, I'm going to be with God. All I've got to do is just believe. Well, let me give you some information. It says in the scriptures that even the devils knew God and believed God and trembled because of who he was. As I look at some of the miracles that God performed, where he cast out devils out of people, and those devils, and I think of the one of the devils were cast out of the swine, and the devils said to him, you know, well, don't just cast us out here, cast us into those swine. But no, it was in another place that God was going to, or Christ was going to cast out devils, and the devil said, well, devils, not Satan, but the devils that was in this person says, what do we have to do with you? And the words would lead you to believe that they knew who Jesus Christ was. And in fact, they did. And how did they know about who Jesus Christ was? And I've said this before, and this has nothing to do with my sermon, I guess. But anyhow, they knew who Christ was and recognized Christ because they all dwelt in heaven with God at one point in time until Satan led a third of those people, those angels they were, out of heaven because they were rebellious and they stood with Satan. And so they knew who Christ was before they ever came to this earth and before Christ ever came to this earth. So yes, they made that statement knowing who he was and recognizing he was the Son of God. Back to my sermon. God will take care of you. The first scripture that I want us to turn to is one very dear to me. It was one of the first scriptures that I ever gave in a church congregation as a member. And it used to be that we had our family nights here, and our pastor said that he wanted each one of us to bring a scripture of our favorite scripture and read it and explain why we had that as our favorite scripture. Well, this was my favorite scripture. Since then, I have many. In fact, I would have to say they all are my favorite. But this then was my favorite scripture. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. And this is to back up the fact that God will take care of us. It says, I'll give you a few minutes to find the verse if you want to look in the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And you know, as I thought about that, and as I thought about what I said in our Sunday school hour about God asking me to go downtown and take the Book of Mormon and proclaim the Book of Mormon on the streets of Collins, if he asks me, I hope that I've got the nerve to do it. And if he asks me, it will be because he wanted me to do it. You know, as I look at each one of us today, we're all different. We all have different levels of faith, and we have different levels of understanding, and we have different levels of dedication of what we are to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not that one is better than the other, but it's just that we're on a different level of playing ground. Does that make us good or does that make us bad? No, it doesn't. We are on the level of playing ground that we want to be on. If we are satisfied with, we've got a ladder here, I've used this analogy before, if we are in our life to the point to say, I want to be on rung one down here, and I don't need to be any higher, and I don't want to be any higher, so that's where I'm happy with being, that's where you're going to be. And if there are those that are halfway up the ladder, and we say to ourselves, well, I'm high enough, I'm where I want to be. I have enough knowledge that I know what's going on, and that's as high as I want to be. That's where we're going to be. But there are those that's on the top rung of life, and they know and understand all the mysteries of God. And I dare say I'm not there yet, because I don't understand all the mysteries of God. But there are those who do. And if they're there and they say, this is where I need to be, this is where God wants me to be, then that's their plane. So we choose what level of understanding, what level and what degree of spirituality and righteousness we want in our lives. If we want just a little, it says in a place in the scriptures that those who do little will receive little. Those who do much will receive much. And you all know the scripture. I don't have to read it to you. But anyhow, back to that verse. And this is why it's always been important to me. And I'm going to go through it again. And I'm going to make some comments as I go through it this time. It says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. What is that saying to you? And what is that saying to me? That means that everybody that has walked the face of this earth has been tempted, has been tried. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was tempted. And as I look at His temptation and what He did, He went into the wilderness after being baptized, and He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and we could get into the subject of fasting, but that's not my point today. But after He went through this 40-day and 40-night fasting, Satan came to Him and he tempted Him. So Christ went through temptations while He was here on